volunteers in a hospital and a couple other places, and then just runs my grandmother around. And my dad's basically a CFO for a law firm, pretty big labor law law firm downtown. And he's been there for 25 years.
Did you feel some pressure to go into
it? No. He wanted to be a lawyer growing up and just never followed through on it for whatever reason. And has been in finances or accounting since college. And there's no pressure at all. Basically said go be an engineer or something along those lines.
What made you go to the military?
To this day, I still don't know. It just seemed intriguing. I went up on a visit. I was a recruited athlete. I played tennis all through growing up and through college. Had a blast. The guys up there on the team were just a good bunch. And a couple other things. It was a free education. Good job afterwards, with a lot of responsibility. Quick. So it prepared you pretty well. But I didn't have that calling. I didn't know from, when I was 5 years old that I wanted to go to the Naval Academy and join the Navy. It was pretty far off.
Were you looking at other places as
mm-hmm.
well?
Looked at Tulane, University of Pennsylvania, NC State, or no, UNC Charlotte, just a couple other little schools around.
What did you study? What did you spend your time studying?
Mechanical engineering. I majored in mechanical engineering and minored in Spanish.
Did you have an affinity for that in high school? I don't know how long.
For engineering? Or
yes.
No. I knew... I needed to do something in the sciences because I can't read or write is my joke. So math has always had a special calling. I've had more of an affinity towards math. And engineering just seemed like a good fit in mechanical because it's not like electrical where you can't see what you're studying. You can actually see the mechanical side of it.
Did a lot of studying in college.
Did a good bit.
And what was your
Spanish.
So kind of a different interesting. And where else have you lived
Spent 2 years in La Maddalena, Italy, about 4 months the first time in Port Hueneme, California, which is just north of LA, just south of Santa Barbara. 7 months in Monterey, California, which was beautiful. 7 months in Japan, just south of Tokyo. Michelle and Walker didn't get to go. They had to stay in California. But that's when we moved back to Port Hueneme for 2 years.
And what did you think of Japan?
It was different. I'm not sure I'd go back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just 180 degrees out from everything that I'm used to. But it was neat.
What about the food there?
It wasn't bad.
Really?
It wasn't bad. I'm not sure I'd eat it every day. But it wasn't bad. Not a big sushi fan, but went out and tried it a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Still not a big sushi fan. But it was neat. It was a good experience.
That's very interesting.
I don't know how folks live in Tokyo, though. I mean, you think the traffic was bad coming here. It takes you 2 hours to go 20 miles there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty hellacious.
What about the language situation there?
You don't have a fighting chance. I mean, not a fighting chance. After spending 2 years in Europe and having visited one or two times before, you at least have a chance to figure out what streets you're looking for, what the menu is. And you go over there, you can look at pictures and you still don't have an idea what it is you're getting ready to eat or what street you're looking for, or even what city. I mean, when you're driving down the highway. Yeah, there isn't really.
There isn't.
Yeah. So, but it was neat. It was neat.
Did your wife ever come visit?
Right. Michelle and Walker came over